Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. I mean, it might sting a little bit, but you can take it. Somebody's got to be straight with you, and I'm the guy, all right? So here are three big things you need to know right now. Hang with me. Number one, could there be another $5,000 of stimulus money for you that you missed to take advantage of last year? Well, it's possible. I'll explain, because a lot of families will be eligible. I'll tell you about that shortly. Number two, in Virginia, some school districts are so bent on controlling everything along with the teachers' unions, they're suing the governor for allowing parents to decide whether the kids can wear masks. Can you imagine? And number three, what about the kids? What about the kids? What about all the damage that has been done to them? I began asking about dropouts in March of 2020. The last number I saw was an estimated 3.5 million American kids had dropped out of school, never to come back since the beginning of the pandemic. But that's been almost a year ago. So I believe that number is very low, not accurate at all. I believe it could be 5 million. I think things are much worse, kids dropping out of school, because you look at places like Detroit and Flint, back to having kids trying to learn virtually. And that's failing miserably again in Flint. According to a report I just saw, only about 58% of the kids are showing up online at all. 58%. By the way, 58% is an F on any grading curve. It's an F. It's a fail. So another one of America's roughest cities getting screwed by Democrats and the teachers' unions. And that's just one example. Just one example. Other kids have gotten hooked on dangerous and often deadly drugs. Still others have fueled the record number of suicides among young people. It is absolutely heartbreaking what we have done. The anger, the resentment, and the damage to an entire generation will be felt for the rest of our lives, all of us. And this damage was not inflicted by a virus that has a very low fatality rate overall, but by government actions and then compliance. Compliance by sheep. That's why the damage has been so severe. Some of it will take years to understand, but it's not going to heal. It's not going to go away. The students that lost their lives to overdoses and suicide aren't coming back. And millions more will be taking care of them. They won't have the skill sets to contribute much to this thing we call America, or any place else for that matter. And students are the ones that really have had all they can take. First, we're going to start with a kid from the United States who gave a special thank you to her local school board recently. I can only play part of it because it's fairly long, but it's very good. Listen.
Thank you for teaching students that our own mental health is much less important than making triple vaccinated adults feel safe. Thank you for teaching me that even the most minute risk is not worth taking. Life is best when you take the path of least resistance, with no chance of failure and definitely no chance of catching a cold. Thank you for not reaching out to the students to ask how we feel about masks, because if you did, the majority of students would say that they hate masks, and then you might second guess your decision to make us wear them. Thank you for allowing me to experience the anxiety associated with never seeing facial expressions. Thank you for teaching us that we should never question authority or think critically, but instead, we should follow whatever the people in charge tell us to do. Obedience is best. I realize now that thinking for yourself is overrated and not really necessary when you can just make decisions based on fear.
Make decisions based on fear. All right, so now I want to share with you Sophie Corcoran. She's a high school student in England who, during an explanation of the failures of the government when it came to closing schools and forcing kids to wear masks, even though everyone knew they didn't do anything, she says it's a crime against young people. And what she says about the UK is true, and I believe worse, here in the United States. Listen.
There were teachers that were sitting there that would, you know, be yelling at the poor year sevens about their face masks more than they would be teaching them. Those shy kids that would sit at the back of the class that would never speak, it was a massive barrier to them to impact their learning. They were already terrified, didn't want to speak out, and now they've gotten another barrier to engaging their learning. Communication problems were impossible. I'm going to be honest with you, most of the time when we were in school, we took them off because we couldn't hear each other. He couldn't hear us, we couldn't hear them. You're in schools to learn, and the damage that they have done to my generation has been unbelievable. Like, I sat there in August.
The damage what's done?
That they've done to the rest of our lives, to our education. I sat there in August and literally watched my future crumble in front of my eyes.
You know, one of the other things she said before she made that comment? She said, the shy kids, the kids that already have anxiety, that sit in the back of the classroom, they turned inward even farther. Those that have communications issues, that need to see facial expressions, that need to have a human connection, they fared even worse. And again, this is not about the virus. This is how we reacted collectively to the virus. And I'll go back and I'll tell you in February, March 2020, when schools began closing all over the United States, we didn't know any better. We had seen awful pictures from Italy and Spain. We didn't know any better, but today we do. There is just no excuse to have schools closed today. Young people don't have bad outcomes. And if the teachers don't feel comfortable being in the classroom, put them on a monitor up front, put the kids in school so they can be in regular classes most of the day. If there's one teacher in the rotation that's not there, so be it, but we must do better for our kids. Then I want you to share more with Corcoran here. She places the blame exactly where it belongs, saying the attack on kids, the child abuse, was pushed by the teachers' unions and embraced by the left-wing zealots who didn't care at all about the children in their schools, but about other things. Listen.
They literally ruined our lives. And nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it. But I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people. And nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's throw... Why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask and yet we're disrespecting kids? This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever.
And she nails it. And she nails it. They didn't care about the kids. It was about teachers' unions and football stadiums could be full. Oh, but we have to mask the children. And we'll throw them out of school. Same thing is happening in at least 7 school districts in Virginia that are rejecting Governor Youngkin's dismissal of mandates for school children when it comes to wearing masks. 7 districts fighting back, suing the state so they can mask the kids. And I say simply, what the hell is wrong with you? Cloth masks have no scientifically verifiable value at all. Do your research, please, and leave the kids alone. I'll be back after this. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today. at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.